Lucky Big Breakfast Show presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
Last week saw Dick having a religious experience and donating £4,000 to the Reverend's new church venture on board the ship. He and the captain also went out on the town and had a slap-up meal, so now he has spent his money and is quite happy. The exhibition comes to an end this evening, and the ship will be cleared of all the paintings and statues, etc., and the crew will be on their way. But to where?
Thank God this exhibition's going to be off the ferry. Odd and moody women with her blue hair and their tweed suits on, gain it all that, makes me balk.
Scotty, my pet, you can be sure that I will never dye my hair blue or wear tweed. Apart from anything else, it brings me out in a nasty rash.
Oh, don's a nice thought.
My great-grandmother was the same, although she didn't have much choice. It was at the time of the great woolen famine when all the sheep were going bald and barra, and all the locals were forced into wearing tweed from Harris. Apart from the fact that it was foreign, the tweed caused a nasty outbreak of rashes and shingles, the like of which has never been seen since. My great-grandmother had to bathe her extremities in a mixture of goat's urine and mashed mackerel, just to relieve the itching.
Oh, in the name of the wee man, you make all this up, don't you?
I do not. This is history and it should be written down for the generations to come. I'd hate all those natural cures and all my recipes to be lost to the future children of Barra.
Well, I think you should be doing future generations a favour keeping them well hidden.
Right, gather round, everyone. I have just had news from Calmac about our next outing. We are seemingly going to be on the Auburn to Barra run while their ferry goes in for a couple of minor repairs.
We can't leave yet. They're not finished emptying the ferry or doing rubbish.
It is hardly rubbish, Crawford. It's art. Anyway, I do realise that, and they have told us we need to be in Auburn by tomorrow evening. So no rush. We will leave tomorrow mid-morning in order to give ourselves a nice cruise up the river. In the meantime, I'm giving you all the rest of the evening off to go ashore and take advantage of the good weather and maybe have yourselves a few sherries if you wish. Oh, I see. No need asking them twice, then.
Crew quickly leave the ferry and make their way to the nearest pub on the harbour, in order that they won't have too far to walk at the end of the evening. They are sitting discussing their next service, but there appears to be a stranger who is very interested in their conversation.
I hate that Barra run. There are no distilleries on that island. It's an outrage to humanity and should be brought up at the European summits.
Of course there are no distilleries on Barra. It is a holy island, and if God had wanted you to drink alcohol, he would have had it running in the streams instead of water.
And then he could have called the place Utopia, because that is what it would have been. Just think of that, running malt on tap. We could hang over the side of the ferry and fill our glasses and even bathe in this.
What you saying?
I'm saying it would be great to hang my glass over the side of the ship and fill it with this...
What?
I said I'd hang it over the side of the ferry and I'd then have this.
Oh, I've been caught out like that, but I use the facilities if I can.
That hearing aid of yours is getting worse.
Why don't you just take it away from him altogether?
And how do you think he'd be able to play his fiddle without his hearing?
Maybe a little bit better than he does at the minute.
Excuse me, I couldn't help but overhear you. Are you going to Barra?
And who wants to know?
Sorry. My name is Jimmy. Jimmy Johnson. It's just that I've heard so much about Barra, but never actually been there.
Oh, you haven't missed much.
That's not true. It's a lovely place. I was brought up on the island.
Then it must truly be a lovely island to have been the birthplace of one so delightful.
Oh, get away with you. Mind you, my old grandmother in Barra used to say that as long as you didn't come from Loch Boisdil, you would have a good chance of getting a man.
So you're going home with your husband here?
Hold on. I've nothing to do with her. We work together and that's that.
Yes, we work on the Glenmidden ferry that is in the harbour at the minute. But tomorrow we are off on our next run, ending up in Barra.
No. Sorry to have interrupted your evening. Have a good journey tomorrow. I hope it all goes well.
What a nice man, and obviously a gentleman of taste.
Well, there was something no right about him. I wouldn't have trusted him with my granny's budgie.
How strange. Was that a new character, or just a cameo performance thrown in to titillate? What fun. Anyway, after a good night's sleep, the ferry is on its way to Oban for its first stop before picking up passengers for Barra. Captain, I've just been looking at the barometer, and I think we may be in for some stormy weather ahead.
Dick, how many times do I need to tell you that is not a barometer? It's a pendulum clock.
Well, whatever it is, I think he might be right. Look over there at those big, dark and pendulous clouds.
Pendulous? Where did you learn that from?
The clock. It doesn't matter. Here, look for yourself.
Dick, hand me my double bifocal telescopic device. The one with the pink trimming round the lens.
This one.
Thank you. Now, let me see. Oh dear, yes. They don't look good at all. Sandy, can you contact the Met Office and get an inshore forecast?
Do you have their number?
Of course I don't have their number. You're the radio officer.
Precisely. Radio officer, not directory inquiries.
Maybe we don't need to get in touch with them. This looks like a bit of a storm brewing.
Captain, this has just come through on the fax machine.
Thanks, Dick. Let's see. What's from the Met Office? I'll give you this, Sandy, after I've read it, so you can put the phone number in your diary. Now, let me see. No, that can't be right. Not here.
What is it?
There appears to have been an underwater earthquake. They say there are going to be storm surges and tsunamis for the next couple of days, and that we should find the nearest bay to shelter until it passes.
Would you like me to see what the sat-nav has to say about the nearest bay?
Please, Crawford.
Are you landlubbers? Listen to my instructions and take heed of them or die. Turn right at the next flock of seagulls. Follow the dolphins to the humpback whale, who will be pointing in the direction leading to the tranquil bay off the island of Gaia. Now, don't disturb me again until the storm dies down, you lily-lovered lot.
Follow that seagull.
So they make their way to the tranquility of the island of Gears Bay, which for some reason seems to have escaped the tremendous underwater earthquake. How can that have been? You know, of course, what Gea means in English. Is it named after that bird that is a delicacy?
That's gooka, Dick.
No, it means God's Island. That is why it has escaped the earthquake, and why will we be quite safe here until it passes?
That can't be right. Surely Barra is God's island.
Well, actually, they're all God's islands, since he did make them all.
Oh, here we go again. God didn't make the islands. If he made all the islands, how come he made Don Isle of Skye, with its rickety roads, all through of potholes? Nah, he didn't make them.
Well, I don't care. Gea should not have the title of God's island. That should be Barra, I'm telling you.
And I'm telling you that I ken what Barra means in English, and it isn't God's island.
What is it then, if you're so clever?
It means the island of trollops and floozies.
Oh dear, it looks like that argument is going to get nasty, so I think we might just leave it there for this week. So, how long is this storm going to last? Will the crew get cabin fever? Will they realise they still haven't got any lifeboats on board? Will man ever learn to live with midges? Some of these questions will be answered next week. Same time, same channel, on the Glen Midden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glen Midden Chronicles. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell, and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.